Okay, POL, we could make something there, you know, when our PO joins the temple and he becomes a brahmachari. Not Brahman, and it's said that I'm a Brahmana, the highest caste, and Vaishnava, who is above the Brahmanas, you know, and oh, I have anger in me and pride in it, and that, oh, I'm a Kshatriya, so I should use that. And making sure the others are believing in the right thing, otherwise I beat them up. All these kind of things that happen. But anyway, our PO is not an Kshatriya thing really, he's just thinking himself to be a great Brahmana. And then there's some older devotee there, you know, he's like been around for years and he's middle aged and he has hair and a little beard, maybe even in karmic clothes. So our Priyavrata, of course, takes it for granted. Everybody knows that if you live like that, then you're a fringy, you know, you're not a real Vaishnava, you're like Krishna's friend or something like that. So you can make a whole thing out of that from real life, basically. But then when we are, you know, many years later in the end of that book, we have another young brahmachari sitting there giving lecture, whatever. And then this old man enters, who is P.O., and who now has a little beard and hair and karmic clothes, and sits down there. And then we can show a little bit about, you know, the dynamics between them, you know, when he's asking questions, and this puffed up brahmachari then, it's just like he was in that age, treats him the way he treated that other one.